Welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast, brought to you by Sports Recruiting USA, the college soccer recruiting experts. Now, here's your host, Chris Cousins.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast. My name is Chris Cousins, and I am the founder of SRUSA. This is a special episode. It's actually the audio from a webinar that we held a couple of weeks ago in regards to our special event, our one-of-a-kind event we're holding in Mississippi at the end of this month on the 21st, the 22nd of November. The event itself, it's for players and teams to attend, to come for the weekend playing games, learn all about the college recruitment process, get all the video they need with our partners VO being there as well. And yeah, we want players to walk away with all the tools and everything possible, the knowledge, the video, just everything possible for them to get recruited. So it's kind of a one-off event. It's very different to other player ID camps and stuff like that. We're not relying on coaches being there. It's not really for that. It's actually for players just to get everything they need. And right now, video is really important. Because a lot of coaches can't go out recruiting because of the current COVID situation. So, yeah, we're really excited about it. It's been months kind of in the making, put together. The guys are working really, really hard behind the scenes with the recruitment for it and just kind of preparation for it and stuff like that. So, yeah, we thought we'd release this. You can listen to it. You learn all about what it's about. So if you're a parent, coach, player, whoever, you are more than welcome to listen to it and learn from it and find out what it's about. And if it's not for you, you can't make this one. We're hoping to have a few more in the future. So, yeah, we'd love your feedback on it. We're still open. It's a new concept. We trialed it a couple of years ago on a very small scale, and it went really well in Georgia. But this time it's kind of like our event, our stamp on it, everything that we want to do. So, yeah, I'll quit talking now. I'll pass it over. So the audio, it's been pulled from the webinar, but he has my colleagues on it. I'm on it, but not really speaking much on it. But you've got James Dawes, who kind of leads it with Don Williams. Thanks again for tuning to the Inside College Soccer Podcast. Hope you enjoy it and have a good day.
Hi, guys. You know, thank you for those that have tuned in live today to obviously watch this webinar. As I mentioned before, we'll be recording this as well. So if you're watching it on delay or on YouTube, then, you know, thank you for taking the time to look over this information. We're going to be speaking today about our first ever college soccer preparation camp. It's something that's been in the pipeline for a while now. We're really excited. There's a lot of work that's gone in behind the scenes to make this happen. And we're going to talk about a few of the aspects of the event that makes it different to your traditional sort of ID camps, the ideas behind it. We'll sort of get into that. But before we do that, on the call we've got Don Williams, who's the head of our North American division, Chris Cousins, who's our founder as well, as Danny Reynolds, who's one of our senior scouts and consultants over in North America. So my name's James Dawes as well. I'm a senior soccer consultant here at SIUSA. So before we get going here, Don, I'm going to throw it over to you. Would you mind giving everybody, if they're not familiar with us, and Sports Recruiting USA, a bit of background on us and what we're about here at Sports Recruiting USA?
Yeah, thanks, James. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here with everybody. You know, it's really exciting to be part of an invitation-only agency. We're one of the few in the world that isn't here to take people's money. We're trying to help the kids that are truly prepared to go to college and make it happen for them. So, as a former college coach, I'd coached in college and coached professionally in the men's game, and I did it for 22 years. And when Chris started this, and then when I joined in a few years back, we really wanted to do something different than what everybody else is doing. And really, the key has been us bringing in former college coaches. So now we've got college coaches, former college coaches that we've got four national championships on staff. We've got guys that have coached to Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, Xavier, Oregon State, Northern Arizona, Notre Dame, on and on. So we've got guys that have coached at Division One, Division Two, Division Three, NAIA, Junior College, National Championship Junior College level. It's so, and with all of our staff, we've just got a lot of connections all over the world, and we've seen a lot of things. With well over 500 years experience when you add up all of 90 of our staff members. And now we're taking it, James, into the world of trying to make a camp look different than what everybody else is doing out there.
For sure, yeah. Just to add to that a little bit as well, so we've got Danny Reynolds on the call. And Danny, I'll give you a chance to introduce yourself. Do you want to give guys a bit on your background and your role here at Sports Recruiting now, because you provide a bit of a different aspect to Don in that sense?
Hello, guys. Well, yeah, so, you know, I went through the system on my own. So I didn't use a recruiting agency to get out here. And to be honest, I didn't know that there were many recruiting agencies out there to help me. And I knew that my brother went through it, and we didn't have the best experience with a recruiting agency. So when it was my time to, you know, come out, me and my mum did it on our own. So I created my own highlight and got out here, and was lucky enough that the University of Louisville was gonna, you know, give me a scholarship and allowed me to play for 2 years. But, you know, I always say that was such a great experience for me, the University of Louisville, but was that my right fit? And, you know, at Sports Recruiting USA, we always talk about the right fit, and that may not be the best program imaginable. You know, it may not be the biggest program. It may not have the most students, or, you know, give you the best gear and the best stadium. But the best program in my experience is, you know, are the coaches going to care for you? Are the peers around you and your teammates, are they going to be caring for you? And are they going to be, you know, are you going to enjoy the experience off the field as well as on the field? So that's why, you know, I decided to transfer. I thought that I wanted a better experience in that sense. And I went through the transfer portal and found myself at UNCW. And I loved every minute of it. 2 years there, and did pretty well, and ended up getting drafted at the end of it, and spent my time, you know, last year in Seattle. I signed with Seattle from the draft. I was a second round draft pick. And, you know, I wanted to kind of, you know, me and you have been speaking, James, on and off for the past couple of months. And I decided to, you know, jump on board with Sports Recruiting USA. And the reason I did is because it really is unlike any other, you know, recruiting agency that I've spoken to or heard of. It's that they do boast about, you know, we do boast about the right fit. And there's a lot of recruiting agencies that will, you know, I don't want to say it, but they won't do enough for you. And I know that we go above and beyond. And I made sure that if I was going to put, you know, my name on the line, that I wanted to be a part of something that I truly believed in. So,
yeah, definitely. And this idea behind, you know, the college soccer preparation camp, we've done just that. We've sort of gone above and beyond. We've listened for a while now. And, you know, through speaking to, you know, parents, players on a daily basis, we're understanding of, you know, the current challenges that are facing future student athletes with obviously the pandemic. And Don, again, I want to go to you on this one. So you're speaking, like I said, with players on a daily basis. And what do you think are the biggest challenges posed to them at the minute in terms of the recruitment cycle for 2021 and beyond? You've coached for a number of years, and you've gone through a lot of, let's say, normal cycles where, you know, each year has its own set of challenges, but this is something that we've never seen before. So what do you think are the biggest challenges faced by future student athletes at the moment?
Yeah, certainly, you know, we look at film that gets sent to us, and even if it's okay film put together pretty well, if I speak to the parents or the players, and we're getting, yeah, but the film's 6 months old, it's 9 months old, it's a year old. There are players out there that have grown 4 to 6 inches in the last 6 to 12 months. And so the film doesn't reflect the type of a player that they currently are. The size, the strength, and possibly even the ability. Look, the one thing that COVID did for a lot of players is allowed them to work on their individual skills, right? Spend more time juggling, spend more time on the wall, spend more time just 1v1 with their friends and they've gotten better. They've improved, and players don't have that captured on film. So that's really where the discussion began with our staff, is that can we do something to help players get more film? And partnering with VO has been, you know, a godsend. We're able to pick up 12 VO cameras for the company. And then now VO is going to help us run those cameras at the event. And so everything in the event is going to be captured. You know, one of the other issues, James, that coaches have with highlight film is we often hear anybody can make a highlight film, make a player look good, right? What we want to see more as college coaches, right? We want to see the players warming up. We want to see them interacting with other players. I mean, are players on their cell phone all the way up to a kickoff and then picking it up at halftime? And are they goofing around with each other? Or are they taking things seriously? Because college soccer is a business, right? And so we're going to capture all of that on film. So as we put this event together, James, we had talked about what would it look and feel like if a college coach were actually at this event? What would they want to see if they were actually there? Or what would they be able to see if they were actually there? And that's the type of setup that we've put together on the filming side. So film is certainly a big part of it, James.
Mm-hmm. And I want to add to that a little bit more as well. So from a former college athlete in myself here, I think the number one sort of issue when I'm speaking to players and parents at the minute is the knowledge and of the college system, you know, what it entails, what levels, you know, are actually like from a player's point of view as well, you know. There's a lot of parents often do a lot of reading into it. Players, you know, they know players that have gone to certain levels and base their assumptions off that. But the fact of it is that everybody's different and everyone's unique. And I think this is where we, you know, myself and Danny included in this, have tried to come at it from the player's point of view. What would we want to know if we were going through the recruitment process again? So we'll talk about some of the unique aspects that we've got or we've incorporated into the event based upon that principle. You know, if we were going through the process again, what would we want to know? And we feel we've done a pretty good job of that. So we've talked about a few of the points there. Obviously, a massive one is the shortage of showcase events to get seen by college coaches. And Don, if you don't mind me coming to you again on this one, how have college coaches adapted to that? You know, a lot of them have been restricted in terms of travel. You know, D2, D3 schools are now able to go out and freely recruit again in person and whatnot. But how have you seen their approach change, you know, during this pandemic?
Well, yeah, as we all know, Division I is still shut down and still in a dead period. So they're not able to go out. Division II and NAIA and Division III, a lot of them have had budget cuts. So that's really hurt, you know, how much travel they've been able to do. And then depending on the state or area that they're from, they may not even be able to travel out of state, or their schools may not allow them to travel out of state. So it's really come back to, we said this probably 6 months ago, guys, when we did our first COVID broadcast, didn't we? That we thought that 2021 was going to be a video-only recruiting year. And it's turning out to be true. I think coaches are learning to ask for full match film more and more. It used to be, hey, give me a highlight film and then give me your schedule. If I like what I see on highlight film, give me your schedule. I'll come out and see you play at the next big showcase event. But now it's give me a full match, and then oftentimes give me a second match, and sometimes give me a third match. They want to see a lot of 11 versus 11 to see if there's consistency in the players' play.
Mm-hmm, definitely so. So we've highlighted some of the, you know, the issues there, or the challenges faced by, you know, future student athletes going through the recruitment process at the minute. And now I want to focus on how we're providing a solution to that at our event. So Danny, I'll talk to you first of all about this. What do you think are some of the most unique aspects at our event that are going to help players with, you know, through the challenges that we've just identified there?
Muted.
I'll
again.
Mute you again. There you go.
You need to stop muting me. I know you don't like me speaking, but no, I think one of the biggest, you know, the biggest things is the event, you know, the venue that we're using. a lot of coaches get highlight footage from, you know, from players, and the fields that they're playing on are terrible, and you can tell a lot by the standard from the field that you're playing on. And I think, you know, when you go to the event is obviously held at Southern State Soccer, and it's, you know, it's a new venue and it's, you know, up and coming, and the fields are just unbelievable. So when a coach sees, you know, the venue that you're playing at and that you're a high level player, you know, they're gonna definitely look at you more than the kid that's playing on a field that hasn't been, you know, mowed in 5 years, you know. So I think that's a huge part. You know, another part is that we're holding seminars and we're teaching people the process of, you know, how to get recruited, how to create your, you know, the best highlight tape possible, you know, what coaches want to see in a highlight tape. Because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that some coaches don't want to see the first minute of a highlight tape of just skills, of just your personal skills. They want to see you in a game situation, and they don't want to see, you know, Don says this a lot, you know, they don't want to see you zoomed in and it's just you. They want to see the bigger picture because they want to see your movement off the ball. They want to see, you know, other people's movement on the field. And these are the things that, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but these are the things that are going to be at the event and the things that we're going to be speaking about, because we want everybody to, you know, leave the event informed and also walk away with, you know, high quality footage from VIA.
Yeah, and I think you've made a great point there. I think it comes down to perception. You know, what is your film giving off? What is your profile as a whole giving off? You know, and that goes to, you know, from the field, the quality of the footage. You know, parents do a great job, you know, bless their souls, of getting on the sideline and trying to record their son or the daughter playing just to get them that footage. But sometimes it doesn't always give the best impression when it comes to, you know, the college process in and college coaches are dealing with hundreds and hundreds of players. So any advantage that you can get, you know, in terms of high quality film, you know, great vantage point, playing not in pennies in kits, just little details like that we've identified and we know through, you know, through our staff, having the former college coaching connection there, and especially through the college, you know, former college players there as well. Don, I'll throw the same question over to you. We've talked about this a lot. We went back and forth about what to include in the event and what, you know, and what to leave out, sort of thing. So what would you say are the biggest aspects that we're doing here, specifically to provide a solution to the, you know, the current climate and the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, let me just answer that question by saying, you know, really, we didn't want to do what everybody else does. So what we see across the country at quote unquote ID events is, you know, there'll be 6 to 9, maybe local colleges, 3 or 4 junior colleges, whatever local NAIA and maybe Division II, a couple of them in the area. They will come into the event and they'll evaluate players. Well, those coaches, most people don't know, are being paid to be there. So they're there to evaluate players, turn in those evaluations and collect a paycheck and go home. Sometimes they find a player, sometimes they don't. We didn't want to create that kind of event. We wanted to create true education for these players and really provide them with a solution. So the idea that Chris, I don't want to speak for you, but what Chris came up with is, what would it be like if somebody was our client for the weekend? What would it be like? What information would they have? What kind of access to our staff would they have? So, you know, we're bringing in Brad Williams, who's coached at Division I Cal State Bakersfield. He was a Division I goalkeeper himself. He's going to be running the goalkeeping camp portion of the event. He's coached at Chico State Division II. He's coached at the national championship level, junior college level. He's been over to England and spent time on doing gap years over in England and playing at a very good level over there. And so you'll have access to him to be able to ask questions of him, and he'll be part of the seminar series. And then you'll have, of course, myself, and then you'll have Danny, who, you know, has played at arguably one of the top 5 most famous Division I programs in the country, and then was drafted in the second round of the MLS Super Draft and now playing professionally. Players will have access to him to be able to ask questions. You'll have Orlando Cervantes there, who's coached at Indiana, who's coached at Lamar University. He's coached out here in California at Holy Names. So he's coached Division II, one of the top Division I programs in the country. He's run his own Division I program. He's run state associations. He's helped hundreds of players get through the system. He'll be there. So our staff will be there to put on seminars, as Danny said, on everything that you can think of, from how do scholarships work, how do I get myself recruited, how do I put together my video film, how do I contact college coaches, what should I say to college coaches when I reach out to them, how can I make myself stand out from all the other players. These are the things that we do for our clients. We literally do these things for our clients as a full service college placement agency. However, we're going to impart to you every trick in our toolbox. We're gonna bring it out, and we're going to be able to share it with players on this weekend. And it's the first time, well, second time we've done it, just in a little bigger scale when we did one in Florida a few years back. But this is the first one of its kind with full match film and everything that we're putting together. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, and that, the last point there, the last bullet point, I sort of put that in there. So an opportunity to take your future, you know, the player's future back into their own hands. And the reason I said that is because, again, we're not relying on the players coming there and having the best, you know, the best day to, because there's a lot of pressure on these ID camps. You're paying a lot of money. You're often traveling big distances. You get there and you're expected to perform at your optimum level. Sometimes being in amongst players that you've never played with before, all these different variety of factors come into it. And then your future is supposed to be determined on these things. And for us, you know, we, again, like Don said, we wanted to get away from that. So what we're doing is providing an education, right? You come to our event, you get quality footage, you get all these different things, you get the knowledge from the seminars, you know, player analysis, all these different things that we'll talk about in a second on the next slide. But then what happens after that? You know, what can you do after you leave our event to then go on, you know, and get your profile out there to coaches and get, you know, the recruitment process started? And that's what we were focusing on. So we'll start, before we go into the actual different aspects of the event, just to get the very basics over the line. So it's going to be hosted on the 21st to the 22nd of November at the Oaks Training Facility, as Danny mentioned, the home of Southern State Soccer in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Now, I'm told reliably from Danny that Hattiesburg is known as the hub city. It's very easily accessible, you know, in terms of, you know, coming off main highways and airports not too far away. So we wanted an accessible venue that was going to be open to players from all over the country. We know that this is attractive to players from not only the surrounding states, but players from, you know, coast to coast, really. So that was one of the main features. The event is open to male and female players. It's not just a one-trick pony in that sense, you know. We'll be looking to basically set up an environment where players are placed into teams where they, you know, again, getting all the features that we talked about. And again, playing with players of their quality and caliber as well. So you're not going there and being out of sorts. Open to JUCO players. I think this is a really important factor as well. And I just want to come, you know, Don, as a JUCO coach for a number of years, what do you think this event can do for JUCO players as well, specifically?
Well, the key to a junior college player really isn't getting recruited is by a four-year school isn't much different than for a high school player, and that's that they have to have video. And it looks like most of the junior colleges in the country won't be playing, if they play at all, won't really get to play till the spring. And a lot of players aren't going to want to wait till March or April to begin to have highlight film to put together and put out to college coaches. So A, we'll be able to get them film early here in November so that, you know, come December and the first of the year when four-year schools are asking about junior college transfers, they'll already have some good film to send out. And B, look, when I was a junior college coach, in my 8 years at Feather River College, I transferred 92 players for $4.5 million in scholarships. Schools like Penn State, UMass, Lipscomb, New Mexico State, Florida State, on and on, Cal State Bakersfield, Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA. I can all be there to advise the junior college players on what they need to do to be able to get the attention of a four-year coach. So I think for junior college players, this is going to be a real bonus hearing from someone who actually placed nearly 100 players at the junior college level into the four-year level.
Yeah. So just going back to that, you know, it's open not only to individuals or teams, but also small groups of players as well. So if there's players out there, you know, the friend is going through the same sort of process, facing the same set of challenges. And again, we want this event to be as comfortable for the players as possible so that they have the best possible experience there. If there's two, three, you know, four players, you know, from similar teams or backgrounds, and they want to come along, you know, we're more than happy to accommodate that. So the event is going to be an invite-only event. And what we mean by that is players can openly apply. Anybody can apply to, you know, to come to our event. But what we'll be doing is talking to applicants, sort of giving them a short assessment of where they're at with things and what they're looking for, and then granting, you know, invitations based upon that. We're all speaking to applicants throughout this process, and then obviously invites will be given out accordingly. So they're the main details that you need to know about the event. But now this is the stuff that we're really, you know, we've really been scrutinizing. It's a list of things that we've sort of come up with after hours and hours of talk and preparation. And it's something that we're really proud of. You know, we feel we've covered most bases with this, and, you know, we're just excited to get going. So Danny, I'll come over to you again. You know, meet the pros. You're going to be one of our pros there on the day. What do you feel your role is in the day, and what do you feel you can give prospective, you know, clients and applicants on the day? What do you feel that you can give them to help them through the process? I'll just unmute you again.
I mean, you know, going through the process, there's a lot of things in college that, you know, college is it's a very fun, you know, part of your life. And I think a big thing about what I can do for the people that are coming to the event is to tell them how, you know, how to best serve your time in college, because there's a lot of distractions and just the little things that, you know, the little things count. I guess I can tell you, an anecdotal story that, you know, when I was my senior year, when I was, you know, trying to go pro after it, I remember every training session before the training started, me and, you know, one of my other teammates called Philip Goodrum would always go out to train, you know, 15 to 20 minutes just before training. I would work on crosses. He would work on, you know, finishing. And it's just little things. And, you know, I will always harp on this. It's the little things that set you apart from players. And, you know, this is a great story because obviously I've gone pro and I got drafted, but, you know, Philip Goodrum also got drafted to Atlanta United. So, and, you know, we were one of, you know, of a couple of players that just did the little things different. And I do think the little things pay off in the long run. So I would like to harp on that, you know, when I'm going to be at the event. I also, you know, if anybody has any questions about the college lifestyle or about, you know, the pro lifestyle and what it takes to make it to the next step after college, I can, you know, I've been there and I can give them the information that's needed and I can answer any questions, you know, possible.
And I think I mentioned it earlier briefly about, you know, when we were going through the process, what would we have liked? And that opportunity right there that Danny spoke about to gain that valuable knowledge is something that can't really be underestimated. You know, those that get their leg up early on college, you know, and perform well in the freshman, sophomore years and take the little things like Danny says seriously, those are the ones that push on to that next level. You know, I think one of the quotes is, people love the idea of being professional, but they're not in love with the idea of what it takes to be professional. And Danny's going to tell you what it takes to be professional there on the day. So next, Don, I'm going to come to you because I know you're really excited about a couple of aspects here, but we'll speak, you know, firstly about the goalkeeper sessions there. Do you want to talk a little bit on that and what's going to be on offer there?
Yeah, I'm excited about it because I started my career in college as a goalkeeper coach. It's the only position I ever really played. And I'm passionate about it. You know, I was very fortunate in my coaching career early on, 20 something years ago, to run into and be able to spend time with Franz Hook. A lot of people out there might not know who Franz is, but he coached at some clubs people will know the names of. Won a world championship, club championship with Ajax, and then went to Barcelona. and coached there with Louis van Gaal, and was at Manchester United. Some of you may remember a goalkeeper named Edwin van der Sar. He discovered him when he was young and developed him. And Frans shared with me throughout the years his method called the Hook Method. And I passed that on to Brad, who also teaches in the Hook Method. And it's developed players that have gone on to play at Stanford University and win national championships, and Duke University, play in national finals, and players that have gone on all over the country. The Hook Method really works, and it's different than a lot of aspects of other goalkeeping we see out there. So to be able to get immersed and experienced in the Hook Method for a weekend is going to change the life of a lot of goalkeepers out there, and we are very excited about that. Not to mention the ability to talk to a coach who's coached goalkeepers at the professional level. And then we've also, between Brad and I, we've coached at every other level, every college level in the country, literally, men's and women's. So it's pretty exciting.
I think one of the main questions that we get asked about this from parents and players that have seen our event advertised and on social media is, what college coaches are going to be there? And I want to address this point because we feel this is where we are differing, and it's something that needs highlighting. So we are not sort of emphasizing or our event is not based around what college coaches are be in attendance. However, with that being said, college coaches will be in attendance at the event. I know, Danny, you've been reached out to by a couple of coaches, Don the same, and the same with Chris. The other very unique aspect about this that coincides with that, a lot of coaches, college coaches, through our various connections and our wide network, are asking for the film on this event. They're asking for recommendations off the back of it. And that way, you're not relying on the 8 to 10 college coaches in attendance. You know, we're going to expose you to a massive network out there, coast to coast, you know, north to south. It's not a case of, you know, a few colleges are going to be at the event and you've got to impress, and your future, your college future is reliant on that. That's not going to be the case with our event. You know, we built these networks up. Hopefully from this, you can see Danny, Don, you know, Chris there, although his internet's not great, we've got years of experience in doing this. And through that, you know, we have built those networks in place. So we can say, listen, you know, Don's got the ability to ring up to UCLA if he wants to and say, listen, this guy really impressed me at the week and I think he's the next best thing. And that is a real thing, you know, that can happen. And we're so passionate about getting this point across, you know. And it's one of the factors that, again, it's not common. It's a new concept, so to speak, but we feel it's going to provide some real value. So I'll just touch on a few more of these aspects. Gap year opportunities. So at the event is going to be FC Malaga City. They announced that recently. They're going to be scouting for future players there. So for players that may be thinking, you know, I need a year more to develop, I need an option before I go back to college, that is going to be on the table. We're going to have that option there. How many ID camps can say that, you know? Free recruitment advice. We said that from all of us, from all different walks of life, from players to coaches, you know, international students to domestic. We've got that covered. And again, VO, Don stated the importance of that. That quality footage, not just footage of games, it's the quality of that footage. And we know through our partners at VO that we're going to get that as well. Don, is there anything that you want to add to this? I mean, there's a few things up there that we're going to add, you know, that we've got there we've not addressed, but there's also a lot more that's not noted up there. Do you want to add anything more to that?
No, I do want to reiterate, though, how important it was to us not to just entice players to give us money because we threw a few college coaches' names out there. It was really important for us not to create that kind of an event. And that's why we haven't talked a lot about who's going to be there. We've been reached out to by college coaches asking us, A, can they come? And then B, the bigger request has been the film part that you mentioned. Will we be able to get film of this event? And our answer has been absolutely. Any player that's there, you will have access to everything that happened that weekend. And honestly, we need to talk to, and we've been mentioning to the players that are coming, we've got 50 or so registered so far, James, that when they walk into the park, they're being filmed. So be very careful about how you handle yourself, how you carry yourself, because that raw film of the entire day will be going out to college coaches. So we think that that's, again, very important, because it's going to give college coaches the look and feel of having been at the event themselves, so they can make an assessment of players. And yes, James, absolutely. If the next Messi shows up at this event and we know about it, we've got the ability literally between all of our staff, not just who Don knows or who James knows or who Chris knows or who Danny knows, which in and of itself is considerable, but between our 90 staff members, we feel very confident that we can reach at any moment out to any college coach in the entire country, and even various coaches and teams overseas if the right player were to come in front of us. So knowing that, and then also knowing, James, that players sometimes freak out if a lot of college coaches are there watching. They don't play the same. They tense up. And we don't want to put that pressure on our players. We want them to be able to relax, be who they are as players, and show the best possible version of themselves that they possibly can.
For sure. And Danny, I'll come to you on this as well. You've been heavily involved with the organization of this event. You know, you've had coaches reach out to you and get excited. What excites you about this event, and what sort of feedback have you had on it from, you know, coaches to players? Do you want to just touch on that? I'm going to have to unmute you again. There you go.
I mean, it's just, you know, the times that we're in right now, there's not many, like, even at the professional level, like, now obviously we're creating this event that allows you to come and you know, the biggest thing is enjoying your football, and that I will harp on that all the time. You have to enjoy your football, and that's when you play at your best. And you know, the best part about this event is you can play, and we always talk about, you know, there's going to be college coaches there and they're going to be there, but that's not what we're selling. We're not selling the college coaches being there. We're selling the whole recruitment aspect in a weekend. You know, you're going to learn everything in a weekend. And that's what excites me, is that, you know, you're going to go to a great facility. You're going to be filmed. It's going to be so professional. You're going to realize, like, you know, the next step is so close, and you're going to be so excited after this event to really jump into the recruiting process. And then after the event, you know, you're going to be so excited. But after the event, you've got all of the tools that you need in order to get yourself recruited. You've got the full game footage. You know, we're going to be sending all of the game footage to coaches across the country, because they're already asking for it. That, you know, when you're like, take that if you decide to create your heart, so they're going to already basically know you before, you know, that's your in from this event. That is your in to that coach, and I'm really excited about that, because it gives you, you know, it gives you a one up in the recruiting process.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I'll finish on this slide, the thing that really excites me about this is the volume of people that we're going to be able to help from this event. You know, we've been doing this on a very individual basis. You know, we're an invite only service, but like Don says, we're inviting you in to be a part of our family for the weekend, to learn from us, to ask us, to utilize us as much as you want. We like I said at the beginning of this you know, webinar, everybody's at different stages with this. Some people are further ahead than others, and some people are, you know, are just beginning their recruitment process. And we're here to help you personally. We're not here to help the masses. We're going to dedicate the time to speak with you and help you figure out how you're going to get yourself recruited by a college soccer team. And that is our goal from this event. And through doing that, you know, that's our mission accomplished. If we can continuously put talented players into the college system, and we can be a small part of that and help make the journey a lot easier, that's what we're in it for. So again, there's things that we haven't mentioned on here, guys. Feel free. Ask away. You've got most of us on social media, I imagine, but we're not that hard to find if not. And any of these aspects that you've got questions about or anything like that, you know, feel free to get in touch with us, and we'll explain it.
Hey, James, we got a quick question here before you move on. Jared Turnbaugh asked, with 50 to 60 players invited so far, what would be the maximum capacity for this camp?
Do you want to take that one, Don, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can handle that. That's fine. So we were able to, we've got some COVID restrictions in the area. James, Danny, and this is last minute stuff that's coming up real quick. You're going to want to unmute Danny. Danny, what's the latest that's going on with COVID restrictions in the area? Because we are working really hard to stay within guidelines to try to be as safe as possible. We don't want anybody getting sick from this event. And we feel that we've done a pretty good job. But what's the latest on that, Danny?
So, you know, obviously, as we all know, Mississippi is one of the lenient states with COVID at the time. But so there was a restriction at the venue of, you know, 50 max. But that got, you know, that got wiped away. And because, you know, they've got, you know, they got approved to have this event because the event, you know, the venue is so big, we're able to appropriately social distance and there's going to be no problems with that. You know, we, when we're holding the seminars, the, you know, the place that we're doing it in, the indoor facility that we're doing it in is, you know, it's big to where we can appropriately social distance and it's going to be a very safe event. There's going to be, you know, we're going to be monitoring you with temperatures before we, you know, you can come into the event. So everything is going to be safe. And we honestly, there isn't a restriction on the event. We want to make sure that, you know, there's an appropriate amount of people at the event to where we can, you know, individually help each person.
Yeah. So exactly, Danny. And so we just did decide to keep it small. We're trying to keep it down to a maximum of 125 boys and 125 girls. That's our main goal, is to try to keep it small. We didn't want a massive event. Again, this isn't a big money grab. That's not what we're trying to do here. Of course, we do have expenses. We've got 12 VO cameras. We've got staff flying in from all over the United States. We really want to do a good job for the players that show up. So we're looking at 125 boys and 125 girls is our target.
And just on that, you know, again, the restrictions might not be there from a government, you know, point of view, but we're still going to be, you know, the scheduling, for example, we're looking to have the schedule to a point where, you know, maybe some morning fixtures for a certain set of players and the evening a different set of players come in. So there's never, you know, there's never an abundance of people on the facility at any one time. Just so we can, like we said, everyone needs to go home safe to the families and everything like that. Again, 125, again, there'll be players at different ages within that. And what we're going to do our best to do is categorize players based on, you know, age, you know, experience, that sort of thing, and make it an event where everybody can, you know, get what they're coming for and fields included within that event. So like we said, we've kept the numbers down. So, Don, we've touched on a few of these things throughout this presentation, but we've mentioned we've tried to get away from the stereotypical ID camp that I know you've attended many in your time when you're in your college recruitment days. So why is this event different, do you think? What have we done to ensure that, again, it's not just your standard run-of-the-mill ID camp?
Well, the staff that's there and the vast experience of the staff that's there, B, the fact that we're filming everything. Usually when you go to a tournament, so if you go to, I don't know, name a big tournament in the country, Surf Cup, whatever, and you get a video footage, you're getting just that match. That's it. That's what you get. And so there's no video footage of you warming up. There's no video footage of you interacting with the coaches and the other players. I think that concept, I think, is different, giving players access to that they can add as part of an extended video package or full match film when they send it to college coaches. And then the seminars. I've never seen an event in my time that held seminars on varying different topics at a tournament like we're going to do, coming from people that have the vast array of experience that our staff has.
Definitely. And we've talked about that. It's real value what we're offering here. You know, it's giving players the tools to go away from this event and not only, you know, be successful at our event, play well, get the footage that they need, but then how do they go away and translate that into the bigger picture? You know, how do they then go and connect with college coaches? How do they get on college coaches' radar? And that's what we're providing, you know, and I feel that is a really unique aspect. There'll be no false promises made. And what I mean by that is we're open and honest sometimes, you know, brutally honest. We tell people how it is in terms of our experience and what we find and where players fit into that. But we feel that's the best way to be. Our policy is, you know, if we're honest with you, then at least, you know, you go away from that knowing or having a realistic view of the college system and how it works. So yeah, listen, a lot of these aspects that we incorporated are unique to our event. But if anybody has any questions about this, please get in touch with us and we're happy to explain what is unique about this event. But hopefully we've done a pretty good job of that on this webinar. So we've talked about things that players walk away with, and I'll just go over these very quickly. High quality film provided by our partners over at VO. An understanding of where they are in terms of the recruitment process, which will come from conversations with staff, which will come from the seminars. Knowledge on how to go away, as I've mentioned a number of times here, to go and get on the radar of college coaches. For the players that are impressed, you know, and want our help, our services will be available, and we'll talk more about that at the event. Again, game time in front of college coaches, as well as the opportunity for college coaches to review that film, which we've emphasised is so, so important and will open up many doors. And again, the answers to the questions you have been asking. Again, I know we're getting inundated with questions from, again, parents, players, about different things, about their unique circumstances. And we want you to go away from the event feeling really positive, knowing exactly where you stand and what's left to do to get you recruited to a college team. So hopefully we've explained this well enough to a point where, you know, you're interested and you want to go and register for this event. So how do you do that? So there's two ways. Our website there, www.siusacamp.com, /register. You can go there. You know, all the pricing's listed. You can see how to apply as an individual, as a team, as a small group. You know, there'll be different options on there for you. So again, all the things we've listed will be on that for you. Or if you simply want to send us a text after this webinar or while you're watching it, the number there at the bottom of the screen is our company number, 650-297-0655. And what you can do is if you text #camp, we'll automatically, you know, register your interest in that, and then we'll then send you details on how to, you know, apply from there. So guys, you know, does anybody want to finish with any sort of closing comments on that? Don, do you want to start, or Are you happy?
No, I look, this has been great, guys. And I appreciate everybody that listened to this. I'm excited to do this. It's our first. We think it's a one of a kind. We tried to create something that's never been done before. And I'm very excited about it. So, yeah, please, if you've got any questions, just #event to 650-297-0655.